This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. With increasing frequency, we've been forced to confront brand new diseases that we didn't understand. Perhaps it's human nature that when we don't understand something, the uncertainty leads us to fear, which leads to blame and isolation and stigma. In our lifetime, there have been many new diseases, including AIDS and SARS and Legionnaire's disease and mad cow disease, to name but a few. Well, the new kid on the block is a new disease called acute flaccid myelitis, or AFM. The disease is still rare. Over the past 10 months, we've seen 62 cases, mostly in children, 5 in the state of California. Since 2014, when AFM was first reported, there have been 386 cases in the United States. However, this is probably an underestimate. We have no idea what's causing the disease, although experts do suspect some sort of a virus. The symptoms are worrisome. Weakness in one or more limb that can last from days to, well, maybe forever. It appears that the insult is an attack on the nervous system, most likely at the level of the spinal cord. MRI scans show lesions in part of the spinal cord called the gray matter. The symptoms do look a bit like polio, but one thing is very clear. This is not polio. Dr. Ron Chapman is the health officer for Yolo County and was formerly the head of California's Department of Health. I asked him the process around how we come to understand a new disease. He explains that the process starts with a few doctors observing that something's unusual and reporting it to their local health department, who then contacts the state health department.
What the CDC does is they alert state health departments and the local health departments that they're looking for these cases. They ask us at the local level to, you know, work with our medical communities.
The CDC depends on doctors and nurses reporting these symptoms. When doctors don't report, it's nearly impossible to track the spread of the disease. Unfortunately, reporting is voluntary. Doctors have no obligation to report unusual symptoms, and the reporting process is time-consuming. But once a report is made, the next step is interviewing doctors and patients and families and others. The interviewing and field investigation is often done by CDC's Epidemiology Intelligence Service, but they need to do more than just interviews.
The lab testing of this is really important too. So there's a bunch of labs that get done. There has to be an MRI to look at the brain and the spine, and they're collecting all of that information from the local level and analyzing it at CDC.
Because we have no idea what causes AFM, public health experts are left with only being able to give basic generic communicable disease prevention advice, like washing your hands and getting lots of rest. Admittedly, the prevention advice is not very specific, and it doesn't answer many of the questions you're probably eager to ask. Is the disease spread from person to person? Are there clusters of the disease in families or neighborhoods? Is there a role for insects like ticks or mosquitoes? But Dr. Chapman is a big believer in honesty and transparency.
In these situations, we don't have the answers. And so we all have to work together, the health departments, the clinics, the public, CDC, all of us, to figure it out. And then as we learn more, being honest about what we're learning.
So I suspect we'll be hearing lots more about AFM as more data becomes available. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.